My baby mama, I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama, she be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddies.
It's my baby daddy, he know he always broke, and he ain't no good, nothing but a joke.
Just got me stressing in the court. I must confess, and players trying to get that jacket. Who would hit?
I could not resist, y'all. Welcome back to Tiara Tuesdays. It is your favorite scholar, your girl Tiara. I'm back with my lifelong co-star, Elizabeth Margot Blair. Say hi to the people, girl. She's being shy, but she's talking. Y'all will hear her momentarily. I want to thank you guys so much for being so patient and waiting for me to release the rest of this season. I know it's been 5 months too long. I'm a new mom. Forgive me. Since I last talked to you guys, we've had Thanksgiving, we've had Christmas, we had an abundant New Year, we have Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, etc. I hope all of those holidays were wonderful for you guys. I hope you guys have been implementing those same things that you set in place at the beginning of this year. I know a lot of people start off January 1 with all these personal goals, and then by February 1, these goals have took a back seat. So I want to remind you guys to stay focused on your focus. Okay, so this episode titled Home Birth or No Birth is literally how I feel. Home birth or no birth, can't say it loud enough. Literally, I'm never having another child. But if I, on the offset, if I did, change my mind. Home birth, that's the way to go. It's really the healthiest way to go, the most peaceful environment you can ever have. I highly recommend it. I plan to tell you all about my experience, as a lot of people have been asking about it. Normally, I do come to you every Tuesday. As a new mom, I'm unable to commit to coming to you every Tuesday. There's going to be a little bit of changes on TR Tuesdays. Maybe we'll do like a surprise Tuesday. I don't even know. But I'm going to try to get these podcasts out as many Tuesdays as possible. Bear with me as I am trying to find the balance of writing, podcasting, mommying, running a business, having my own personal time, yoga, Pilates, etc. So y'all just bear with me. I normally do Today in Black Histories, but since I'm not sure like when I'm going to actually be releasing every episode, I'm going to just give you like a fun fact or a did you know instead. So did you know it is safer to have your child at home than it is to have your child in the hospital? The likelihood of C-section, of complications, are more likely to arise in hospital than at the home. When you're at home, it's just more of a chance for you to have that vaginal birthing experience. There's no medication to get in the way or to hinder the birth from actually happening. Because a lot of people have told me that they, like, you know, got the epidural, or they took, I know I'm not going to say it right. It starts with the P. I'm not even going to try it to say it. Pertosin. And that it actually slowed down the laboring process. So you have none of that to worry about when you do home birth. I just highly recommend it. It was literally the best experience that I ever had. Okay. So, just getting right into it, just, you know, some kinks, bear with me. Home birth. Okay, so my baby, Elizabeth, was born December 4th, 2021 at 5:54 a.m. Leading up to her actual birthing experience, as a new mom, I did not know that I was in labor. So, pretty much, I'd say, I don't know, on December 3rd, I'd say, you know, I was like started experiencing like some extreme pain around like 6 or 7. I contact my midwife, as you guys know, midwife. I contact my midwife and she sends me an app to download that tracks your contractions. So I download this app, and then I send her like screenshots that she's requesting or whatever. And she's like, oh, I think you're about 1 centimeter dilated. Then my mucus plug came out. My first mucus plug came out. So I remember reading that once your mucus plug comes out, like that means that the actual birth is near and dear. So I look at my partner and I'm like, we better mop those downstairs floor and get that pool blown up. Because a few weeks prior to my birth, my midwife gave me like a pool, which I was supposed to fill up with warm water. Not, you know, my partner, rather. I'm over here bearing through these contractions. And so he's like, yeah, I think you're right. So he's like, has to mop the floor and get it all ready. I'm like, oh, you know, trying to like really breathe through these contractions. Now, as I guys told you, you know, I love to smoke my marijuana, even in pregnancy, was leaning on edibles. There wasn't a THC or CBD dosage high enough for the pain that I was experiencing. So my midwife's like, oh, well, I need you to go get some Benadryl so you can try to sleep. Because I need you, you know, awake during active labor, or to have, you know, as much energy as possible during active labor. So I don't have any Benadryl in the house. So I send my partner out, like, stop preparing downstairs, go get me some Benadryl. The Benadryl was supposed to make me go to sleep. You cannot sleep through the pain that is contractions. There is no sleeping through it. It is excruciating. And having survived 2 car accidents, I thought I was like, I was going to be well prepared. Still did it like a G. However, it is very, very painful. They say birth is, that's the closest you come to death. Somebody that's actually almost died twice. I agree that you're pretty near death. And so anyway, my partner comes back with the Benadryl. I take it. As I say, sleep does not come. So I'm just like, you know, breathing, like laying down, really like passing out, coming to. We started preparing downstairs at like 7 p.m. Before I know it, it's like 1 a.m. My midwife calls me and she's like, how are you doing? And I go, oh, you know, I'm just trying to sleep, but I can't, like, I'm in so much pain. And she's like, all right, I'm going to come do a vaginal exam, right? She lives right by me. I'm like, all right. She pulls up. I have the door wide open for her. I'm downstairs. I come downstairs. Now, I didn't realize that when I had walked downstairs, that was going to be my last time walking downstairs in the next week. Because I feel like subconsciously I was in denial that I was in labor. Because so many people, including my midwife, told me that Braxton Hicks contractions come first. But for me, they never came. Or if they did come, I must have took them like a G, because I don't know. I just, labor came. So my midwife's like, Tiara, what are you doing? Why do you have the door open? I'm like, girl, come on. Let's do it. My partner had passed out. He's upstairs asleep. I locked the dog upstairs because I don't know if you guys know I have a German Shepherd. So not sure if I told you guys on here before. So, you know, he is not really friendly to new people. Like, I mean, after 10 minutes, he smells you and realizes you're not a psycho. Then he'll loosen up. But he's really not with it. So I lock him upstairs. My midwife comes. I lay on my couch and recline. And, you know, she does her vaginal exam. And she's like, yeah, you're about 5 centimeters dilated. And I go, oh, really? Well, when does active labor start? She takes off her brown leather jacket and goes, active labor starts at 6 centimeters. You're 5 centimeters. We're about to have a baby tonight. Let me call my team. I said, oh, okay. So I'm sitting on the couch. She's like, do me a favor. Tell me, you know, how far apart your contractions are. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I know you sent me that app to do, but girl, I'm in so much pain. I can't keep up with it. Like, you know, she's like, it's all right. I'll time them for you. So I'm sitting there like, and honestly, when you have a home birth, it's just like, everyone's like just staring at you. Almost like waiting for something to happen. Like, you know, so she's sitting there, you know, and she's timing my contractions. Mind you, you know, her doula and then her medical assistant, they show up too as well sometime during the night. And then, you know, I wake my partner up and I'm like, you know, Tori's here. That's my midwife name, Tori. He's like, all right, here I come, you know. So he comes downstairs and starts finishing, you know, setting up, putting the warm water in the pool. But then he got the water too hot. Anyway, I'm on the couch suffering these contractions. It's like the midwife staring at me, my doula staring at me, the medical assistant staring at me. My man's just running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Because we have this German Shepherd that we had to lock in the room upstairs. So I didn't like, you know, like, because obviously she came a week early. So she didn't come according to my birthing plan. So my plan was to have my German Shepherd at my best friend's house. My plan was to have my best friend there. My plan was to have my sister there, who was literally 24 hours late exactly. Because my baby came a week early. Babies don't care about your birthing plan or what you thought you had planned. You just, this is just what it is. So as far as like, you know, support that I was familiar with, I only had my man, you know, and he's like running back and forth between me and the dog because my dog's trying to tear through the door. We locked him in our bedroom. He's trying to tear through the bedroom door because I'm like screaming in pain. So he thinks like his mom's in pain. I'm like howling. I hear him upstairs howling with me. You know, he's like, my mom's in pain. Like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. The midwife and the doula are like, oh my God, is he going to get out? Like, I'm like, no, no, he's fine up there. So anyway, I'm like just being stared at. Like I said, I'm passing in and out, in and out. I'm like telling my, I'm telling my midwife, I'm like, Tori, I'm ready. Like, get this baby out of me. Like, time just seems to like stand still. And she's like, you want to smoke? Like, she's so cool. Like, you could smoke. Oh, my partner does not know how to roll blunts. He didn't even try to offer to roll me a joint. I think he even, not even I think, I know, in active labor, he even asked me to roll a blunt. Like, what the hell is wrong with him? Now, this was at the beginning, way before Tori even got there, he asked me to roll a blunt. But, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you know, as a mom-to-be at the time, you're like, you could kill him. So, she's like, you know, I'm literally trying to roll a blunt. I can't even. Like, literally, my birthing plan, I was going to have, you know, blunts pre-rolled, weed broken down. I was going to have the Big Bang Theory playing in the background, my favorite show in the whole world. None of that. Absolute silence. I'm hot as hell. Open the windows. Like, turn off the lights. Like, oh my God, stop staring at me. Like, literally freaking out. For the life of me, though, I do. I try to roll a blunt. Poor thing. Oh, it was so loose. Half of it, like, fell apart. I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna smoke whatever I can smoke while I can. You know, I'm, like, dying trying to even inhale the weed. Like, you know, like, like, I can't. Like, I couldn't even, like, couldn't even. I just could not even. All right, we're gonna take a break, though, on that note. When I come back, we're gonna get more into the whole experience after me trying to smoke and trying to push this baby out. All right, we'll be right back after this. That was literally my song when I didn't even know that I was pregnant. When I was probably like 2 or 3 weeks, I heard that song in Washington for the first time. And I was like, I can get jiggy with this. All right, back to the home birth or no birth. Welcome back to the rest of this season. I thank you so much for waiting, like I said. Okay, so here we go. So like I said, I barely got through half of the blunt and I'm like, all right, like telling Tori, like, please, like, I need something. Like, she's like, I can't give you anything, like, unless you want to go to the hospital. I did not want to go to the hospital, guys. I had a strong fear of having a C-section everybody that I've known in the past, 2 to 3 years that has had a baby, they have forced them to have a C-section, an emergency one. I refuse. I have a butterfly on my belly button tattooed. Oh my God, I did not want to rip that open. And no, I just literally was just totally against having a C-section. So no, Tori, I don't want to go to the hospital. But no, you sure? Like, there's nothing you can give me? Like, nothing? Like, I swear you lied. Like, no, girl. All natural. There's nothing I can give you. I'm like, please. I have her check me again. Like, how many centimeters I am? So this time she checks me, I'm 8 centimeters. So labor progressed quickly for me. But just when you're in it, it just seems like, oh my God. So, you know, I was in labor for 8 hours. I was in active labor for 6 hours. Literally what I prayed for. I prayed to be in labor for 6 hours or less. I prayed to have no stitches. Got no stitches. I prayed for a healthy, genius, beautiful baby with, you know, 10 toes, 10 fingers, one nose, 2 ears, 2 eyes, you know, all that normal shit. Got exactly what I prayed for. I'm so happy. I did pray for a peaceful baby. Got a crybaby like myself. But anyway, back into the labor experience. So she's like, all right. Like, you know, we're getting closer, 8 centimeters. She's like, okay, get into the pool. Because we had to let the pool cool down. Because my partner, the water was too hot. I get into the pool. And I'm like, oh. You know, so she's like, squeeze, you know, like you're about to poop. So I'm like squeezing like I'm about to poop, but you just feel kind of like so numb down there because you're just in so much pain. So you're like, I'm squeezing, but I don't feel like anything's happening. But then 2 more mucus plugs fell out. So she's like, all right, get out of the tub. Like, you know, the baby's not coming out in there. And I don't even think I was in that tub long, probably like 15 minutes. When you're in labor, you're very impatient. You want it to just progress quickly as a mom to be like, let's just, you know, get this baby out of me. Essentially, that's the goal. So I get out of the pool, and then she had my partner go get the yoga mat. So obviously in my midwife visits with her, she's seen me like my ability to stretch. So she knows like that I'm, you know, very flexible. So she's all like, you know, after I'm on the yoga mat, she's like, do you want to squat it out? Cause it wasn't like coming, like I'm pushing. And she's like, all right, now your baby's in distress. Like, you know, you need to like calm down and breathe because every contraction they want you to push. But then I would kick like violently because, you know, I'm in pain. So I'm like kicking like, I mean, if you can imagine a toddler throwing a temper tantrum, like literally so dramatic, like just, but honestly, I'm in pain. So I'm not even trying to be dramatic. I'm like trying to like, I don't know, kick this baby out of me clearly. So she's like, I need you to calm down. I need you to center yourself. Like, and I just love how calm my midwife was. Her confidence in the whole thing. You know, it really helps with your confidence as a mom to be like, she's confident in you. Like, you can do this. So she's like, Tiara, breathe. Do you want to squat the baby out? Do you want to squat it out? I'm like, yeah. Like, and then I've never been so submissive in my life. I'm like, yes to everything she's saying. Like, yes, this, yes, that. Like, yes, just get the baby out of me. Like, you know. So I go to squat. Oh, yes, that's it. I squat. She's like, all right, it's coming out. But you can't, like, you know, squat it out because now I'm, like, squatting, like, but I'm not on my yoga mat, obviously. Like, I have tile floor. So she's like, you can't keep pushing because your baby will hit her head on the tile floor. So come back over here to the yoga mat, right? Oh, my God, it's just too much, guys. I know, I'm just too much. So finally, one last push. When I tell y'all, my baby flew out like an ejector belt, my partner said, flew out. My midwife caught her like a football, like, touch, score, like, you know, caught her. I was like, oh, so relief. Now give me my baby. I lay her on my chest, which is the picture that I used for this episode. That's me laying the baby on my chest. Mind you, I couldn't get many pictures. I told you guys, you know, didn't really go as to my birthing plan. You know, I didn't really have people taking pictures. So it's just me and my man. We let the dog out, you know, after the baby comes out. Whew. Oh my God, guys. She came out healthy, beautiful, genius. My baby, little though, she came out 5 pounds, 9 ounces, 19 inches long. She's long. She's been putting on weight exponentially since. And it's crazy that she was only 5 pounds 9 ounces because I had just went to the doctor, a real doctor, a month prior, just because I wanted to ensure my baby was growing, you know, like of a normal weight, because my midwife was saying like, oh, I think the baby's going to be 5 pounds. So I go to the real doctor because they have, you know, like better equipment than, and not that my Tori isn't a real doctor, by the way, I don't want to offend her. But I go to the real doctor because I just wanted to, you know, they have more of the tools to check. And they go, oh, your baby's 7 pounds. So I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I'm in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, Tori didn't know what she was talking about. So that was a month prior to her being born. So she should have been 8 pounds had they been right. But clearly they didn't know what they were talking about. And she came out and my midwife goes, I knew she wasn't going to be no 7 pound baby. Those doctors don't know what they'd be talking about. No, seriously, too. And I literally stopped doubting her from that. Like, and not like I had many doubts. Like I said, I was very confident in her. But I did think like, oh, because, you know, they have more tools. The doctor, like, they're probably right. The baby's going to be 8 pounds. No, at that moment, I'm like, Tori, you're my ninja. I love you for life. Anything you need, girl, I got you. And I'm blessed with my baby, Elizabeth Margot Blair. Now, what I do want to tell you guys about this is that nobody told me, at least, that that first pee after having a baby and really, like, I don't know, the next 10 pees after that is literally going to feel like you're pissing razor blades. Oh my God. The pain, the blood, and you're wearing, you know, diapers. Oh my God, the blood clogs. Please, I'm here to tell you it's awful. Having your baby at home though, like really it helps like with the healing environment, I want to say. I really would not have wanted to be in the hospital right after having my baby in there for 3 days. Mind you, I basically slept the whole next day. I slept all December 5th, 2021, pretty much with my baby attached to my titty, you know. Literally, oh, I even got a picture. I'm like knocked out because, you know, your body's exhausted. And I told you guys I was in and out of pain. Thank God my best friend, oh, poor baby, had pulled her back that night. Oh, somehow it's the Lord got her off the floor and she came, saw her goddaughter, brought us some Chick-fil-A. We were like starving. We're like, thank God, we love you so much. Like, we're so tired. My sister, like, as I said, was 24 hours late because, you know, we had bought her plane ticket for December 5th, and my baby came December 4th. So my sister came, you know, I had her cooking for me, but she can only stay for 2 days because she had a lot going on. Her babysitter flaked, and, you know, my niece, we can't have my niece unattended. And she came here with a cold, so she really had to go, don't nobody want no sick newborn baby, you know? That's my story, y'all. Home birth or no birth. All right. When we come back, we will finish up with the rest of TR Tuesdays. I thank you guys for waiting so much. If you have any questions, because like I said, new mom brain. I'm sure I've like left out some stuff. If you have any questions, y'all already know, go to my Instagram, TR Christopher. Also find me on Facebook, TR Blair. And like I said, reach out to me in my DM and I will answer anything you want to know. But until then, I will be right back. I remember claiming dipset. I had some bitches on my line. I told them bitches, get they lips. Get your lips. Like that dumb, where them bows at. Search for his gun, where his pole at. We on his ass, where his shows at. He get away, we on his ass, where he parole at. I be hating when these rappers call these rappers brothers. Only the family on my ass, bitch, we got each other. I popped a perk and drunk a gallon, man, that hurt my stomach. Man, what? Doing the dash inside the lamb, that shit had made me vomit. Fuck from the back, I pull out her, she screaming while she coming. Got phone them G-locks, they be clutching every time they serve. With all that rah-rah like you like that, come around, you nervous. Sneaky talking like you like that, now you acting turn. Yeah, you ain't like that, you ain't catching. Y'all know I had to give y'all a little bit of hood, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Y'all know how I am. Welcome back to TR Tuesdays. I know you missed it. I get so many comments on my music selection. So that was Lil Durk, Hellcats, and Track Hearts. So moving forward, home birth or no birth, guys. I literally could never have a baby in the hospital again. I'm so thankful I don't even have to deal with it. My midwife does peds. It is expensive. But they will work with you. I mean, I don't know what state you're in. I'm in Nevada, and y'all know it was hell for me until I found this midwife. So I'm so thankful for her, internally grateful for her, and we love her. My weekly message this week is to just trust your heart. Trust your intuition. I knew that I didn't want to have a baby at the hospital because I was terrified that they would try to push me to do a C-section. And a lot of people were trying to talk to me like, oh my God, especially as it became near and dear, I can't believe you're about to have a baby at home, like with no medicine. Like, and even after, people still don't believe me. Like, what? You just pushed out a baby? I tell them right here in my living room, pushed it out, or in my old living room because I actually just moved. But yeah, I'll be driving my baby past, like, look at that house. You were born right there on the living room floor, probably even next to homeowners. Like, my baby was born here. Can we come? So she can, like, just see. I don't know. I'm a weirdo. Honestly thought I was going to be weirdly attached to the house because I have my baby there. But nope. Moving on up like the Jeffersons. All right. I thank you guys for listening to Tiara Tuesdays. I thank y'all for keeping my views up. I also want to say I received my first payment from Anchor. It only took 2 years. Y'all gotta be patient. It's all right. It took 2 years, but got my first payment because, you know, that depends in large part of how many views I'm getting, how many donations that I'm getting. Remember, you can donate on anchor.fm/TR92. You can also find me on Spotify, on Apple. Like I said, DM me at TRL Christopher. Comment, let me know what you like to hear. Problem solved is taking off. Tax season, I'm excited to report, is my busiest season. I love it. Oh, it's coming. You need work? You got that tax money? I got you. Make sure you check out my Problem Solved Facebook and my Problem Solved Instagram as well. Also, you can look Problem Solved up on Yelp. Make sure you put Las Vegas for the location. Don't forget, we do serve Arizona. Not doing Arizona jobs as much as I used to do, because like I said, we just have a lot going on. But you know, for the right price, we gonna drive to Arizona. Of course, I gotta give y'all a quote and I gotta give y'all these affirmations. So I'll be right back with that. And got too good kill. Niggas chasing clout and claiming body stain. Do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this rap is real. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got too good kill. Niggas chasing clout and claiming body stain. Do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this rap is real. Niggas ain't gon' shoot for real. They ain't gon' shoot for real. Call up Muwafi, grab his Glock, and he gon' shoot the kill. Out of his stains for real. Ain't gang for real, niggas go to jail and tell. I done seen hits from my cell. Damn, bad bitch post my bill, scream fuck 12, Welcome back to Tiara Tuesdays. It's time to end our episode with our affirmations. Today's affirmations are specific to healing and growth. Let's begin. I am healed. I am progressing. I am growing. I am in vibration with the frequency of abundance. I am in vibration with the frequency of tranquility. I am affirming what's mine in the universe. I am prominent. I am successful. I have the power to change my story. I can do anything. I forgive all those who have wronged me. I am at peace with myself. I love myself. I am happy with my life. I am healthy. I am eating healthy every day. I respect my mind. I fill my mind with positive things. I respect myself. I am thankful. I am blessed. I am secure. I am relaxed. I am thankful that I am taking this time to center my mind. I am healed.